Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's March, and time for farmers to renew their farm license plates and hopefully make a voluntary donation that could go a long way for agriculture.
That's correct. The General Assembly a few years ago created the voluntary donation through the Ag Fund, housed within the Department of Agriculture, and if farmers go to the county clerk's office in March and renew their tags, they'll have that opportunity to make that $10 voluntary donation. And we ask that they make it on each tag that they renew this March and support Kentucky 4-H FFA and Kentucky Proud.
Keith Rogers, Executive Director of the Kentucky 4-H Foundation, says in February of 2012, State Ag Commissioner James Comer made the decision to split the proceeds three ways among those three, and that's meant a lot to 4-H.
And the first year, we were very pleased. 4-H share was just over $121,000, and this last year, we were just over $160,000. So I think our efforts across the state through 4-H agents and 4-H members, volunteers, along with FFA advisors and FFA members, Commissioner Comer and everyone, I think we have raised the level of attention and knowledge about this program and have seen an increase between the first and second year in donations. And of course, that's our hope this year as we promote the program this month and look forward to seeing that number increase for 2014.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. KnowHowToGoKentucky.org.
The Ag Tag donation program that's being coordinated at county clerk's offices as farmers renew farm license plates this month is getting promotion from Kentucky Proud, FFA, the clerk's offices, and 4-H. And from the 4-H perspective, says Keith Rogers, that revenue is critical to state and local programming.
I like to say to the 4-H family that these are new dollars, dollars that we did not have before to help support local programs and state programs. For 4-H, the Kentucky 4-H Foundation made the decision at the beginning of this program to split the funding that 4-H receives 50-50 with the county from where the donation is made. And so all 120 counties do receive a portion of the 4-H funding back to their local county 4-H council to support activities in their counties. Those can be camp scholarships, speech contests, whatever that county chooses.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.